So glad to have Brother Randy Webb with us this morning. He probably needs no introduction, so just come on preach.
All right. Well, it's good singing. Praise the Lord. Right on time. Smooth, man, I'm telling you. You enjoy that? Oh, a good crowd out here today. Thank you, brother. I want to, explain or apologize for this being my only service here. I know I just come because it's my part of the show, you know. That wasn't it. I've been obligated this week. I think the dates are a little different here and there. But I've heard, the rumor has it, that y'all went ahead and had church without me. And I don't doubt it. But boy, I'm going to get my part in here today. And last year, Brother Ryan went first. And I told Brother Presky on the phone, I said, look, if Brother Ryan's going first, I might as well just stay home. Because you won't need me. He said, nope, you're going first. So here I am. I don't feel like I've tried to call and get the flow of the meeting. Anybody know what I mean by that? I tried to, you know, and I had some sermons, really. And my last sermon I preached was from Malachi at home. I preached on, will a man rob God? And so I thought about that one, and that's already been took care of, you know. And I think that message could be preached just about every service. I love y'all. How y'all feeling out there, huh? You're thinking once a year? Oh, come on now. The Lord's blessings. I thought I'm going to preach this message. I had some others. I thought about preaching on that oasis, you know, where the children of Israel came to those 12 wells and 70 palm trees. I mean, could use a little break. Three of us. The rest of you got it okay? Huh? Little oasis under a palm tree. You know, with 12 springing wells. But I'm not going to preach that. I decided not to preach that one. And I thought about going back and getting the message of David, you know. I was going to preach it here last year. My memory. It lasted a year. I was going to preach about where he said, shall I recover or shall I pursue? And then I preached on recovering a lost generation. And I'm not going to preach that today. Couldn't remember it all. But how many knows we need to recover this lost generation? We can't give up on it, can we? Somebody say amen. We cannot give up on it. Woo. Well, I'm feeling the Lord in this house already this morning. I'm gonna drop my little sermon in on you. I've been preaching this year and several times. And if you don't like, you know, leftovers warmed up, and I don't believe there's anybody here don't like a good old bowl of warmed up soup beans. They get thicker every time, don't they? Well, this may be a thick one here today. Hallelujah. I've changed the title of it. Nobody will recognize it. I change the title of it every time. But this is the burden of my heart. I want to go to 1 Kings chapter 17, 18, 19. And we'll stop there. My glasses is wore out. I can't hardly see y'all. So I'm going to use my imagination. Y'all are all smiling and nodding your heads. Even though it looks like cabbage out there, I need new glasses. So pray for me. I might get healed today. Throw these things out. Praise God. Wouldn't that be great? When you get 59, y'all know I'm 59? I'm glad. You know, I wouldn't want to die at 58. I like 59 already. But there is some things that go up on you at 59, like your cholesterol and your sugar your blood pressure. Just don't check that stuff. Depressing. If that's all up, guess what's down? Your morale is down. Hallelujah. You just don't check that stuff. Praise God. I'm a little bit, I'm going to preach about this. I want you to go to the 17th chapter of Kings. Every preacher's preached this sermon. But what's that got to do with it? Huh? About every lady in here's fried chicken at one time or another. But we didn't quit, did we? No, pour it on, praise God. Amen. That's right. I'll probably preach it different than anybody. I can do that without trying. This is one of favorite word when people comment about my preaching. They say, you know, you are an unusual preacher. Now, I interpreted it in the old English. That is odd. Odd. But you just got to give yourself to God and let God get out of you what he can. No. I tell you, I believe in the coming of the Lord. And just don't mess with me on that. I can go to bed at night thinking he can come any day, and I feel good about that. Now, if I ain't right about that, don't mess with me. I'm happy with this. Amen. But I tell you, how many knows that him coming is what's going to cure everything? How many, and I don't want to get off on the wrong foot here, but how many does not have much confidence in the election coming up? We're going to have revival. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many things we're not going to shoot our way out? I can't shoot straight enough. Would you hold still, my friend? That ain't going to work, is it? We're not going to shoot our way out of this. Huh? We're going to have revival. And not one of these man-made, brand-new, new-age, progressive revivals. Huh? We're going to have to get with it, children, like you're having this week. Praise God. Let's go another week. Where's the cooks? Let's vote on this. 17th chapter. I'm going to read a verse there. I won't be preaching long. I'll stay up here quite a while, but I won't be preaching much. All right, I'll just tell you. But we won't see the Lord move. I'm telling you, these chairs out, this must be in the services past. Huh? But leave them there, because it'll be big again tonight. Probably about the time Brother Ryan gets up. But this is a great crowd. How many of you think's here, Brother Prescott? Evangelistically speaking, 700? I don't know how many's here, but it's almost a full house. And we ought to have church. Look over at your neighbor and say, if you're going to sit there like a knot on a log, I'm sure not going to. Hallelujah. Or something like that. I don't. Boy, I came, I had a little meeting and drove in there this morning. And 5:30, well, actually it was 5:20. My alarm didn't even have to go off. Isn't that great? And out of there, man, I'm feeling spry. Beautiful drive over. I'm telling now we got them little boxes. Got that woman in there telling you every move to make. You can just turn right here, turn left here, and you just drive and look at the scenery. And she'll tell you what to do. I had to go back and get my Bible. First time I ever tried it, I was coming up here, and I had to go back and get my Bible. And she kept saying, you're going the wrong direction. And I was saying, well, I left my Bible at home. Hallelujah. I finally called my boy. I said, how you shut this up? This woman's driving me crazy. Hey, it's a beautiful trip up here. And I'll tell you what's made my life worth living. You want to know? When I got saved. Woo, somebody say amen. I feel like shouting right there. When I got saved, that made my life. I wish I could write songs. I'd write one about that. It makes my life worth it. Through the thick and thin, the storms, the shine, good times and bad, Jesus has always been there. Can you say amen? Can you say amen good and loud?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to give you my title at the end, okay? In about 30 minutes, I'll give you my title to leave you on the edge of your seat. Okay? Here we go. First verse, 17th chapter. Are you there? First Kings. And Elijah, the Tishbite, was of the inhabitants of Gilead. Boy, I feel like preaching. He said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. No rain. According to God, no rain. Now we know how long that period was, don't we? We'll read it here in just a little bit, 3 years plus. No rain. Now I'm going to liken this, which we usually do when we preach this. I want to liken this rain to spiritual renewal or revival. So how many has ever heard that old song? I'm going to read another verse or two and we'll let you sit. How many has ever heard it all? Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain. Send down that latter rain. You think singing's bad? You ain't heard nothing yet. Wait till I get to preaching on this. That rain is revival. Wouldn't it depress an evangelist to feel like the day of revival was over? What are you doing out here? If the day of revival's over, I'm going to tell you, if we lose revival, it's going to be a dry time in the old church house if we lose revival. Somebody say amen. 3 years, and I'm going to go into that a little bit here in just a minute, but 3 years, no rain. I don't know about you, but this fellow right here, 6'1", can't remember how tall I am, but this man is desperate for revival. How about you? Huh? If we'd been without rain, I'm gonna let you sit down here. I'm gonna read another verse. If we'd been without rain for 3 years, amen, it wouldn't be just a casual interest in rain. Can you say amen? I tell you, America needs revival tonight. Right now. We don't have time to wait on anybody, do we? Praise God. I want you to look at verse 18. Chapter 18, verse 1. He told Ahab, it's not going to rain until God gives me the word that it's going to rain. 18th verse, and it came to pass, after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I, read that with me, I will send rain upon the earth. Whew, hallelujah. 3 years, he'd been waiting for this call for the rain. Amen. I know y'all have a great meeting here, and I can't add hardly much of anything to it. But brother, we need this rain. Won't you lift your hands this way and ask God to help me preach a few minutes to you? Ask the Lord to help me. Jesus' sweet name. God, touch my spirit. Help me to preach the gospel today. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayers that we depend on. Appreciate the Prescott family and your invitation here. Amen. God told Elijah to go tell Ahab that it was not going to rain. Now, how many knows the reason for this drought? You know, we're living in a spiritual drought right now. The Bible said it wasn't a famine for bread or corn. It's a famine for what? Hearing the word of the Lord. Are you with me? How many is with me? How many knows that when we turn our back and our attention away from God's word, things dry up? Amen. So I know you don't need this, really, good holiness people, but all of my life, amen, when I've seen revival come, it came upon the wave of new dedication. Are you with me? You ain't with me, are you? You say, well, I thought we could just invite a fine preacher and a good singing group, and here we go. I remember preaching a revival down in Florida, took my suitcases in, and the preacher sat down on the foot of the bed. He was helping me carry my stuff in. And he said, now, preacher, you've heard that old saying, haven't you, that you don't bring revival in your suitcase? And I said, well, you know, I thought that was a pretty good saying. Yes, sir, I've heard that. He said, well, I've heard that too, but we are expecting something out of you, praise God. So I kind of knocked that out of the way, but we really, amen, really, we don't bring revival in a suitcase. Woo, somebody say amen. Now, we need the rain, and that's what I'm preaching for tonight, today, is for the rain. But my message is this period between no rain and rain. Somebody say amen. Woo, somebody say praise the Lord. We can have revival. But I want you to notice, amen, what the man of God did. He went and shew himself to Ahab. It was a critical time. And there's no way tonight, amen, today, I'm getting confused here, but there's no way I can relate to you, amen, just how critical of an hour it was. How many of us, amen, today can put in words that critical hour that you and I live in? Do I need to mention a few things to get your mind going? You ever thought we'd be in a day when, well, hate to even go there. I was with some children a few days ago from the school. We got a school there at church. So we took them to a little tour of Virginia to go along with their history books. And we went to Jamestown, where they have a living historical deal to see. If you're against that, forget I said it, okay? But we were there, and they had a village. And they had people in the dress of that day, and they were in character. You know, if you'd ask them, you know, where's McDonald's at around here? They wouldn't answer you. They'd just act like they didn't know what you're talking about. You know, they were in character of 1600 and something. How many of us understand? And so the children were out looking at, you know, cannons and looking at these houses that were made, the English Tudor just like. And here's this lady that was standing, elder lady, standing there dressed nice calico dress and an apron and a bonnet. And I was just watching. So I just walked over and, you know, I said, you enjoy your job? Just making conversation. You like this? She said, oh, yeah, I'm a volunteer. You know, I like it. I said, I love history too. I said, you know, ma'am, we're losing our history in America. And she said, well, I understand what you're saying. I said, you know, America needs to get back to its providential history. And she looked at me, I seen that look in her eye. She's thinking, I know what you are, huh? And, you know, and she didn't resist what I was trying to say. Y'all looking at me funny. If I get done by 11, will everybody be happy? Praise God. I'm going to tell you, I began to talk to her about how our history. I said, you know, when we really study our history as it really is, you see the hand of God everywhere. She didn't disagree with me, brother. Are y'all out there somewhere? Some of y'all thought our history started with you? No way. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Our country was a gift of God. America was a gift of God. Ask the mission field. Amen. Was America a gift of God for the mission field? Come on now. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? Praise God. What have you been studying? Russian history? Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God bless America. Amen. Pull your money out. Anybody got any money left after that message? Pull your money out. Praise God. What's it say on the back? What's it say right there above the one?
In God we trust.
In God we trust. Can somebody say, in God we trust? Amen. We're in a famine. Amen. Why was Israel in a famine? Because they had turned away. Hear me now. They had turned away from the word of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Well, I'm going to preach to you a little bit. In this house. Amen. Ahab saw Elijah coming, and he said, oh, he that troubled Israel has come. And he said, I'm not what's troubling Israel. I'm not one causing the trouble here. Come on now, we've got a society, even a church world, that thinks the preacher's the problem. The preacher's not the problem. America's in trouble because America's not good anymore. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me preach a few more minutes. I want to preach to you. Preach to you here this morning. I want you to pray another time. I need God to help me be in the right spirit here to preach to you. Ask God to help me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to notice this. And I don't want you to forget the rain. Now, without rain. When Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, he met a man that was a right-hand man of Ahab. You know, how many knows what he was doing? He was looking for grass. It was a terrible time. People searching high and low for the most simple necessities. Are you listening to me? Am I making any sense? I'm going to tell you, this lady that I talked to about the history of America, and she loved it. Amen. But she had to agree. Amen. Listen to me. There was a day when it rained in America. I wish somebody say amen. Woo! Feel like preaching to you. I said there was a day it rained in America. And I want to tell the holiness people, amen, and you know it better than I do. If we're going to see rain again, we're going to have to go to Carmel. Mount Carmel. There's going to have to be, amen, a standoff. Amen. There's going to have to be a showdown. There's going to have to be a confrontation. There's going to be a decision made. There's going to have to be a line drawn. There's going to have to be a backbone. There's going to have to be a church that believes what they know and know what they believe. Now, you can build your church with compromise. Hear me? Oh, I love you. I said, you can build your church on compromise. You can fill the pews on compromise. You can make friends with the ecumenical society with compromise. But you can't have the rain with compromise. Somebody say amen. Praise God, I believe in holiness. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because it's in the Bible. Amen. Christ is holy. Amen. The Holy Ghost is holy. God is holy. His word is holy. But I want to tell you, holiness without the rain is not really holiness. Am I right? I mean, we can't just be satisfied, Brother Teague. And I know you've been passing out sugar candy
You about rotted your teeth. Oh, that was this man. I got my messages mixed up. Amen. But we know, listen, we can't just be satisfied with slaying the prophets of Baal. That ain't the end of the deal. It's the rain we're looking for. And we can't have the rain without the sacrifice and without the decision for God. Am
I right? Do you know why? Do you know why America, one of the most talked about circumstances for the presidential primaries, has been about bathrooms? Y'all don't act like y'all trust me. How many has listened to some of the news, and I can tell as happy as y'all are, you ain't listened to much of it. But how many has listened to the news, and seems like the real deep point of the day was whether or not if you become president, will you allow men to use women's restrooms? And I just came a few days ago from the tour, amen, of men forefathers that really did believe in God. Are you listening to me? And something so silly, amen, and foolish and ungodly would have never crossed their mind. Are you listening to me? I feel like preaching. Do you know why we're in the shape we're in? Why we have no one to pick for president? Amen. Because our society has been in a drought for so long. Here's the number one man of Ahab the king, hunting for grass. Just a simple, essential survival for his cattle. A widow woman over in Zarephath. The man of God sees her out gathering sticks. This reminds me of the church. On a Wednesday night prayer meeting. I love you, sweethearts. What is she doing? She's done took inventory. She's got just a little meal left. After all, it is the last days, you know. We're in a drought, you know. So she's looking around and Elijah comes up and says, "Hey, lady, in my terms, give me something to drink. Drought." Now, I don't know what she knew, but she headed to get it. I don't know if she knew the spring's still running, or I don't know what was going on, but she went to get it. That reminds me of the church. They know where some water is. But you know what? The man of God said, "As you go." Am I doing any good? I feel good. The man of God, he said, "It's just like a preacher." He said, "Hey, why are you going? Fry me a little chicken." "No, whoa, back off here now. Make me a little cake." Hey, and here she goes. Ooh, feel like preaching to somebody. This is what a famine will do. This is what a drought will do. We'll go to church and take inventory. "I ain't got nothing, but at least I'm better than you. You got less than nothing. Come on. We're going to make a little meal. I'm going to make," how many cakes did she say? You remember? Was it one cake? And she even knew how many sticks it took to make a fire. "I'm going to get these two sticks." Oh, we've got it down pat. You could come in that door blindfolded. You know just how many paces to your pew. And you just plop down like you do every Wednesday night. And sometimes you reach for the handle and you think it's your lazy boy. But it ain't. No handles on these babies here. Huh? And you know what she said? She said, "I'm going to make me a cake for my boy and for me. And we're going to die." That is the end. Whoa, feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. You can't live in a drought. It's been 3 years. Amen. Even Elijah, amen, was moved from Cherith. Amen. The Raven Domino Express had went out of business. I want somebody to say, "Amen. And now what are we going to do?" I tell you what God said. Amen. It's going to rain. Amen. That'll solve everything, won't it? It's going to rain. That'll put the widow back at the table. Are you listening to me? That'll put the brook, water back in the brook. That'll put grass back in the field. I wish somebody would say, "Amen."
and you've got to search your heart, and you've got to decide, are you going to serve God or the world?
You got to make it. Now, this ain't between me and you. People try to make it between me and you. You ever have them try to make it between you and them? Stick that old bony finger under your nose. You've never. I probably didn't say the right thing. Followed me all the way to the car. Somebody's been talking to you. And I just didn't want to. Right in front of the church doors, I just walked on toward the car. Hey, I'm talking to you. Somebody's been talking to you. I just turned around. Somebody's been telling you. And I denied it until I finally fessed up. And I said, well, sir, you're right. I knew it. Who was it? I said, the Holy Ghost. Oh. Oh, really? It ain't between me and you. The lady that got all bowled over because I preached against television. Well, even a Baptist will preach against television, won't they? Huh? Seemed like that one dropped right there. I don't know. It's kind of shoo off the table, huh? She got right in my face and she said, you know I have a television. Well, I couldn't lie. Because I'd been there to visit. I knew that wasn't a 5 foot wide microwave. So what I just had to say, yeah, I know. And you know I'll have a television when you're dead and gone. I said, yes, ma'am. But the confrontation's not between me and you. You know what? Boy, I ain't doing too good this morning. But I feel bad that I'm having such a good time doing so bad. Huh? I'm going to tell you, holiness people, we need another confrontation. We need to decide, are we going to serve God? How many knows you can't have it both ways? Huh? Somebody say amen, you can't have it both ways. You say, well, why? Why would you even require this? Amen. Because of the rain. Amen. I want my children, amen, to be able to get out in the rain. Amen. Come on now. I want them to enjoy the refreshing of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Spirit. Amen. And the power of the Word and the fellowship of the saints. Amen. We'll go to Carmel and we'll make up our mind for the rain's sake. Am I right or not? God told him, Elijah, to tell Ahab it's not going to rain. And the verse, somebody turn to the 16th chapter in the last verse. I get back up there, but it seems like y'all go to sleep on me when I climb them steps. All right. That last verse of the 16th chapter, just before Elijah steps out and says, no more rain. Well, listen, read. In Ahab's day, this man by the name of Hiel, he built Jericho. This is what he did in Ahab's day. Hiel built the city of Jericho back. Read. He began the city, the foundation, in his first, the day of his firstborn. Read on. And at the ending, setting the gates on this city, he did that in the day of his youngest son. All right? Read on. Just. Now I'm about ready to preach, and I'm done. I'm about. You know what he had done? How many knows that God told them never to resurrect Jericho? Huh?
I feel like, and I'm doing, am I preaching all right? I feel like that we subtly, hear me now, we have subtly rebuilt the Jerichos in their lives that God said not to build. You wonder why it's not raining? Somebody say amen. Boy, I feel like preaching to you. Amen. I said, you wonder why it's not raining? Let me tell you. Go back to the house. Amen. And see how much stuff you've brought back in. Amen. Since you got into this. Amen. You may justify it any way you want to justify it. Amen. But if God said it's cursed, it's still cursed today. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want to preach to you. You're sitting in here and you've got your list. Some of you do. Amen. And you are very good at slaying false prophets, but you still haven't got the rain. I want to tell you, amen, we need everyone, those that are holding us outside, but not inside. Amen. Are you listening to me? Those that have a worldly heart, it's time you confront your heart. Amen. Are you living for God out of the tenderness of your spirit? Amen. Are you living holiness because you love God and love His Word? Are you living in the rain? Is the rain falling on your life? Are you bitter and hateful? Amen. And are not showing the Spirit of Christ? It's time you got out in the rain again. You know the story. I'm almost done. He mocked. Boy, Elijah would have never went over in our day. I mean, when those prophets of Baal got up and did their deal, you know, in our day, Brother Ryan, they want us to accept everybody. We can't be their judge. It's like one man in the church house, he told me that one of our politicians, I won't go into it, have to argue with you over it if he's your favorite. But he told this one man, I was overhearing him talk, and this man said, but he's a Christian. Talking about one of our current presidents, and whoops. Take that off. Said he's a Christian. And this fella, I was trying to just, you know, gently get on out of the church. You know what I mean? And this fella said, he ain't no Christian. Ah! That wasn't me. I haven't said it. The other guy said that. And he said, oh, yes, he is. What makes you think he's a Christian? He said he was. Fellow looked at me and he said, Brother Andy, if somebody tells you they're a Christian, you got to take them for the word, don't you? Y'all want to know what I told him, aren't you? For $20 a piece up here, the fundraiser here went, no, I'm going to tell you what I told him. I said, well, you have to take him at his word if he's telling you the truth. Hey, we got a whole society that says they're born again. They say, hey, I remember years ago, two boxers, it was in the news, and the reason I read it was such an absurd thing. One of the boxers bit the other one's ear off in the ring. That probably happened up on the mountain all the time, and they never did put it in the paper. This guy bit the other's ear off. And you know, when I read that story, they had the picture of this boxer. And on the back of his boxing clothes, he had, I can do all things through Christ. And you know what I said? I laughed. I mean, the Lord didn't leave me to say it, but I said, you couldn't keep your ear on your head. Hallelujah. Hey, is that not strange? Are you with me? You know why we're in a drought? Amen. We got need to get prayed through. I was in the prayer room praying. Amen. And the Lord, I was preaching about, you know, the wickedest thing in the world. And I was asking the Lord, and the Lord interrupted my prayer, my note taking, and my writing and reading. And he said, you know what the wickedest thing in the world, in the spirit? And he said, the heart of man. You get that heart right, and all these other things be said. And then he impressed me with this right here, brother. Amen. And he says, do you know why your people resist holiness? That's a $50 one there, right there. You know what he said? They're not saved. You say, you're judgmental, aren't you? Well, just a little here and there. Hallelujah. People that resist holiness aren't saved. When you get born again, I don't care what denomination you are. You listen to me. You get born again. How many knows you get cleansed from all sin? Bro, that's good enough for me. How about you? One guy was driving down the road about 120. He was showing this fellow he'd won to the Lord how fast that car would go. I'm in trouble, ain't I? I feel it. I see it all over your face. I'm going to preach that we're both in trouble and I'm done, all right? Here we go. This man was driving up the road. His new convert over there, he got pulled over. And his preacher had just been showing his new convert how fast that thing would go. And he pulled him over. First question that the trooper asked him was, do you know how fast you are going? Well, the new convert could have said, I know. But the preacher said, well, no. Do you hear me? The preacher said, well, I don't know. How am I? And this new convert over here was saying, he just told me. I talked to him later, and he was telling me this story. He was a Mexican boy, and he said, me no preacher no lie, but sometime I wonder. We're living in a society where everybody has a license to sin. But you know what? There's no rain. Somebody say amen. There's no rain. We've got to keep our integrity if it's going to rain on us. Can we make it without it? Can we go to church and sit dried up as all get out and boast, yeah, but we're holiness. People won't come in here and live holiness. No, your problem ain't your holiness. You just ain't been out in the rain in a while. Somebody say amen. I'm preaching right. You just don't want to admit it. Somebody say amen. I love this. Fire fell. Consume the sacrifice. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to help me. I really need to finish this 2 minutes and I'm done. He said, go tell Ahab you better get off the mountain. For I hear the sound. Let me just go a little farther. Can I go a little farther? Brother, I've been disturbed. I don't know everything. I barely know what I'm supposed to know. But I have been in services where people preached about revival, and I feel people resisting that. Now, if they'd preached on some worldly things we were doing, they'd have been on their feet. You know? Or the fire of God falling out of heaven and splitting some liberal skull. Woo! Get him, Jesus! But how long has it been since you heard the sound of abundance and rain? I hear it coming. Woo, woo, woo. Come on now. When I was a little boy raised out there on that mountain, rock farm, rain was a precious commodity. Mama had that fence row lined with irises and roses and lilacs and them snowball bushes and Rose of Sharon. Am I getting this right? Remember them? Them hummingbirds working that Rose of Sharon bush. Them old honeybees are buzzing around them hives. I'm going to tell you, but we lived on an old dusty road. And after so long a time, the dust covered all the flowers. That's what's happened to you. You used to have the joy of the Lord. Now you're so cynical, you can't hardly come to church without finding fault with somebody. Can't hardly come to a camp meeting like this. Every other preacher you're okay with, but you just have to pick and choose.
then you just got to sit on the ones you're not sure about. You need to get out in the rain. Huh? Praise God. You need to go to Carmel and make the sacrifice. Quit being halted between two opinions and figure out who you're going to serve. Somebody say amen. Amen. The love of the world is enmity with God. There is no enemy of God going to enjoy the rain. Somebody say amen. I want you to stand all over. How many knows we need the rain? I was preaching a little meeting up in the States this year, and there wasn't that many of us there. That's not really not the essence of the meeting. If it was, you could go down to Martinsville NASCAR, and it'd be spiritual because they'll have a crowd there. Are y'all out there? We just had a few there, and Brother Charles Barnett had come in to visit that night, and they asked him to testify. He said more than 5 minutes, and I did in 55. And he said, you know, we're a small crowd, but we don't have to be quiet, do we? Huh? Are y'all out there? I'm telling you, with the power of God, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And you know, I always loved this. When Ahab got that chariot going, you know, and hear that big old sinner is up there, the wind blowing on him, black clouds coming up, the wind rose up, and him just hanging on for dear life, you know. And here goes the old eyes are right behind. He was a man of like passion as we. He prayed and it rained not, and then he prayed and it rained. How many knows the key to the rain? Come on. Come on. How many knows the key to the rain? How many needs a little rain shower? How many of you lilac bushes need a little rain to wipe the dust off of you to get the essence of the rose back out in the atmosphere? A lot of time people, amen, will bump into us when we ain't been out in the rain, and when you and they say, that's not a Christian. Amen. Come on now. We need the rain.